All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We're doing a half an hour of Ego, so let's get started. Remember, I said I was changing things up a little bit, so if we go into any H scenes, you'll get to hear them without my commentary. So let's get started. Sure looks like one to me. Why is it barking at us? You heard that, right? It just went woof! That's what dogs do. They bark sometimes. Sometimes when you don't want them to. I mean, obviously. Sure, sometimes there are quiet dogs, and sometimes there are dogs that won't shut up. But when a dog wants to make a noise, it barks. Woof, woof. This is your first time seeing a dog? It is. I have some degree of data on them, but who could have predicted they would be such adorable creatures? The dog has Ego completely infatuated. You can tell just from her eyes how excited she is. It's pretty rare to see Ego react this intensely to something. It's way cuter than the dog. Yeah, I gotcha. Cool off. No need to be so anxious. Hajime, is it okay for me to touch him? Hey, puppy. Who's a good boy? Will the good little puppy let me rub his head? No. What? The dog definitely dodges Ego's attempted pat on the head. He ain't having that. He's probably a house dog. He seems fine around people. Maybe Ego's got some electromagnetic field that dogs don't like or something? No matter how much he tries, the dog won't let her hand near him. Eventually, he hides behind me. But why? Uh-oh. You like this garbage waste of a man more than supremely high-tech and attractive sex droid like myself? I doubt most dogs have much interest in sex droids. Yeah, they don't care. The dog gets up and starts licking my face remorsely. I take the chance to look at his collar, noticing a name tag. So your name's Goro! Goro. He seems to have really taken a liking to me. Well, you know, Goro had four arms. He's got four legs. Makes sense. He's definitely someone's dog. His owner's nowhere to be seen, though. Ah. Water. I needed that. Hey, Goro, where's your owner, little guy? Wolf? You know where your house is? How'd you get here? Roof. Roof, huh? Guess you wouldn't. Who's the best baseball player of all time? Roof! What do I have on the top of my house? Roof! See, I told you my dog could talk. Guess you wouldn't. I pet Goro, his head tilted in confusion. Why does he flee from me, yet take so kindly to you, Hajime? I simply cannot understand it. I demand an explanation at once. How the hell am I supposed to know? He's a dog. It's not like he has some complex motives. He probably just doesn't like you. I refuse to believe that. If we distributed a survey through town as to whether people would rather I or Hajime touch them, I would win in a landslide. I mean, if you phrase the question like that, yeah. My point is, I simply can't believe he dislikes me. There's no way. There's no way, right? Again, how am I supposed to know? Goro lets out a relaxed yawn, completely apathetic to Ego's distress. That aside, what are you going to do, Hajime? About what? Well, if his owner isn't here, doesn't that mean that Goro's lost? You don't intend to just leave him here, do you? Me aside, he's already become quite attached to you. I guess it'd probably be wrong to just dump him here. Yeah. Goro looks up at me with those damn adorable eyes. It doesn't really matter that he's gotten attached to me, I think. Still, it'd leave a bad taste in my mouth to just leave a lost dog to wander on its own. He has to live somewhere around here. Still, no matter how much I look around, I don't see anyone that seems to be the owner. All I see is tiny, plump granny walking a French bulldog. It's a tiny, plump granny watching a French bulldog. Walking a French bulldog. Maybe I can ask her. Hey girl, can I have a moment of your time? Daigoro smile, engage. What do you want from me, you pupper? If you're looking for a date, search elsewhere. Don't think looks alone are enough to win this woman's heart.
Damn.
Maybe if you go back to your mother's womb and redo your whole life, then ask me again, I'll think about it. Although I wouldn't say no to exchanging lines now, just as a courtesy. Gross, no way. Stop blushing and put your phone away. What a rude old bitch. However, realizing that yelling isn't going to get me anywhere, I calm myself. Look, I'm just saying I'd like to ask you something. Daigoro's smile re-engaged. Well, why didn't you just say so? I've lived here for 60 years. They know me as the walking encyclopedia. Really? Then could you tell me who this dog's owner is? How am I supposed to know? I've never seen that mutt a single time in my whole life. You have absolutely no game. Let's go home, Gact. The French bulldog responds to the name Gact. It turns around and lumbers away along with the rude old granny. That's some name she's given it. I'd argue it's a bit too showy, but I guess dogs don't much care what they're called. I heave a sigh, thinking to myself as Gact and the granny fade from sight. Well, she was rude. Tell me about it. I heave a sigh, exhausted from just one exchange. Walking encyclopedia, my ass. We now stand exactly 0 steps closer to finding Goro's owner. Although, assuming the old woman wasn't lying, maybe it means Goro's owner is someone who just recently moved to the area? Not that I know what to do with that information. It's not like I have any attachment to the dog. But still, I can't just abandon it now that I've started searching. I don't like the idea of just sitting here waiting in hopes that the owner would come around, though. What to do? Ego watches me giddily while I go over the situation in my head. Goro and Daigoro, His name is just like yours. It's gotta be fate that we found him. We have to help him find his way back home. It's your responsibility as a decent person to keep a lost puppy like this safe, right? Right? Are you telling me we should take him home? We can't just pick up a dog off the street and say he's ours now. I pick up on how quickly Ego is letting her desires get out of hand and shut her down. Still, she's half right. I have an ethical responsibility to do something. Besides, I don't hate dogs. I actually like them a fair deal. I still couldn't say that I'm attached to the little guy. But with a name to call him and all that I've got and all that, I still couldn't say I'm attached to the little guy, but with a name to call him and all that, I've got some emotional investment. I agree with Ego that we need to take care of him. So, Goro, wanna come home with us? See, Goro says he wants to come back with us too. It'll just be until we find his owner. Please? Pretty please? Alright, fine, fine. You win. Great job, Goro. Hajime said you can come home with us. Now, how about you let me give you a big old rub of the head to celebrate? Seriously? He still won't let Ego touch him. But hey, maybe this is the face, excuse me, maybe this is fate or whatever, like Ego said. It's not like we've got something better to spend our days doing. Plus, it's better for Goro than potentially spending the night on the street. And it lets me give Ego something she wants for once. Alright then, let's head home and start thinking about how to find his owner. Right, shall we get going, Goro? Goro obediently follows behind us. We return home to my apartment. Ego kept making attempts to pet Goro all the way back. She was, however, never once successful. Oh well. Sorry, Goro, but we don't have a bed for you in Hajime's apartment. I guess that just means you'll have to sleep with me in his bed. I suppose this means you'll be sleeping on the floor, Hajime? I'll let you borrow a pillow. Not happening. I quickly shut Ego down. Fortunately, my apartment allows pets, so we've got no issue taking Goro in with us. Unfortunately, I don't have any of the items necessary for taking care of one. Oh, right. We don't have a dish that Goro can drink from, right? I suppose I'll just have to use your teacup. Hey, Goro, you'll have to go for a walk if you want to relieve yourself, so let me know when you want to go out, okay? Woof. She's put me below the dog on the hierarchy. Well, I've talked to some men that dated Asian women, and they said, I was served last before the dog. And that was it. I'd had enough of it. Is she forgetting who pays the rent at this place? It's clear that she likes someone, or in this case, something. She's way too nice to it. I grumble to myself while I watch her, a robot, trying to win the affection of a small animal. It's fine, I'll keep an eye on things. No need to worry. I pat Goro's head, and he looks up at me expectantly. I guess we just need to buy him some food, toilet paper, and a water dish. Toilet paper? Even if we're only keeping him around until we can find his owner, I've got to take responsibility for taking him along with me. Why do you always get to pat his head like it's nothing? I've been trying so hard. It's not fair. Take this! Why is he so nimble? Ego lowers her head in dejection. I have to applaud her persistence at least. She's got a will of steel. Literally, I guess. On another note, how should we go about our hunt for Goro's owner? I can't imagine we'll get anywhere just asking around randomly with no leads. Right, I actually had an idea about that. You did? Ego tilts her head. How about we try using social media to conduct a search? I'm sure I could find some kind of local community group. We'd be bound to find someone there that knows something. Definitely beats walking around town randomly, if you ask me. That idea isn't half bad. Come let me impress, Hajime. If we're using the internet to gather information, I can lend a hand too. Ego uses a cheery tone and looks Goro's way. He doesn't react in the slightest. Obviously, he's not going to understand what he's saying, no matter how much he tries to draw his attention. Great! I'll take some pics to upload to social media then. Goro, come here, boy. We'll tag the post with lost dog and post it. I go on a few different social media sites and internet communities I can think of and upload pictures of Goro. I had a pretty big following on my Dagoro account, but that's long since been deleted. I don't exactly have the largest following on my personal account, but still better to post the pics there than not. Now Goro's fate is in the hands of the kind strangers on the internet. Excellent job, Daigoro. Your housebreaking is going great. Now if you just kick some sand over it, it would be perfect. Who's a smart little boy? You are, Goro. What? You literally let me potty train you. Is one pat on the head that much to ask? Hey, Goro, wait! This is gonna be a big one, is it? I'll go get a plastic bag, so just hold on. Stop! Looks like she's having fun. I grin while watching Ego chase Goro around. I had to look it up, but I guess dog feces get sorted as burnable trash in my city. Now, a tiny bit more knowledgeable, I make a few more posts advertising the lost dog before putting my phone back in my pocket. Hajime, Goro's coming your way. I catch him with both hands as he bounds over. Calm down there, boy. Goro's tail is wagging back and forth at incredible speeds. He's a real cute dog and friendly to boot. Here I am going for a relaxed stroll with a dog by the river. I couldn't have imagined doing this even a few months ago. Being around animals really soothes the soul. I indulge in Goro's company, petting his head. I seriously don't understand, it's just not fair. I'm working so hard to take care of him, but he only pays attention to you. I'm sorry, I guess. I find myself apologizing to Ego, still in her slump over Goro's attitude towards her. It's just how he is, though. Nothing I can do to fix that. Still, Ego seems sad, so I try to change the topic. I guess we should go buy Goro some food, shouldn't we? I'd like to find something cheap if we can, but one way or the other, we need something. I already ordered everything we'll need online with same-day delivery to boot. The goods are scheduled to arrive at our home this evening. Of course, I understand the importance of properly managing our resources, so I found quality items that were as cheap as possible. For real, you're a lifesaver, Ego. Ego nods with a smug grin. Sex droids amaze me once again. She's skilled with all things internet-related. Even if it's a tiny bit more expensive than I'd have liked, we need it delivered today. Any expenses related to that are worth it, in my opinion. At least there'll be nothing compared to the 500,000 yen breast implants. It's no hassle at all if it's for Goro's sake. Right, Goro? Ego, ordered all sorts of stuff for your sake. The dog doesn't care. What am I supposed to do with you, Goro? Is this how women feel when they fall for a host but know he'll never actually be theirs? Wow, that's telling. No comment. Ego glares at me with utter vitriol. Anyways, who knows when those packages will arrive? Let's go home. Come on, Ego, Goro.
Mata, Hajime no yu koto wa kiite.
Why does he only ever listen to you? I'm not giving up, you know. I swear, with the pride of my developers on the line, I will win over Goro. Sure thing. Go, fight! I humor Ego's declaration. With that, I usher the dog and the robot along and head home. Over here, boy. Goro? Come on, Goro. Doesn't this toy seem so fun? I'm sure you'll get addicted if you just try playing with it. Won't you look my way, please, Goro? Ego is on all fours, trying to get on eye level with Goro. She's trying all she can to win him over with that toy, Bone. She ordered food, a water dish, pet sheets, the works. The toy must have been something she thought she could use to bribe him, but he doesn't seem interested in the slightest. So she considered the toy essential, huh? I'm not gonna go off on her over something that only costs a few hundred yen, but it stands out nonetheless. He doesn't care one bit. The product description said any dog would love it, except for yours. They forced my hand. I'll have to give their terrible product a 1-star rating later. Even dogs have likes and dislikes. Don't review bomb them just because the toy doesn't suit Goro's taste. I rebuke Ego as I watch her grind her teeth in distress. Come on, Goro. Hey, maybe if you play with this, you'll get lucky? Like this'll make you cool with all the female doggies, maybe? And also, it'll make you happy forever, potentially. I don't think your hand rubbing and scams are gonna work on a dog. It's not like he understands a word she's saying. No matter how many fake buffs she claims the toy to grant, no matter how much she waves it around in Goro's face, he remains utterly uninterested. Be gone, thought. I'm starting to find Ego's endless attempts less admirable and more depressing. Still, gotta respect her persistence. You really like dogs that much? I love them, is that strange? How could anyone in their right mind not love such an adorable creature? Ego seems genuinely confused at the idea. I'm not arguing. I just think liking dogs suits you, I guess. It suits me. Androids having personal preferences and interests should be weird no matter how you slice it. But this is Ego we're talking about. The more human she acts, the more fitting it seems. So no, I don't think it's strange. I just grin and give her a nod of response. Hey Goro, Ego said she'll play with you. Doesn't that sound fun? Goro responds with excitement to my call. Goro faces Ego. Dear Goro, you're acknowledging my existence. All it takes is a word from you, and he suddenly shows interest. I suppose I can accept this as a start. I'll forgive your past transgressions. That doesn't sound like much of a thank you. Her eyes sparkling in wonder at Goro, Ego completely ignores my remark. Come, Goro, get over here. Leap into my arms. I'll accept you into my motherly embrace. No need to hesitate. A smile blossoms onto Ego's face. dog says no. Ah, hey, I'm over here, Goro.
Goro? Goro?
As if at the drop of a hat, Goro loses interest and faces away from Ego. Ego was so obviously desperate, I think I'd have probably done the same if I were a dog. Goro doesn't care how cute Ego looks. To him, she's just a loud nuisance. Still, the fact that he paid attention to her for even a moment is arguably progress. Plus, he doesn't seem so put off with her that he's completely run away, so she may still have a chance. Hey, Ego? Think we can set your attempts at friendship with the dog aside for a bit and have some dinner? Go munch on some vegetables from the fridge if you're that hungry. Wow. And this is one that you pay for, folks. Money back! Where's the man? Refund! It's broken! Can't you see I'm in the middle of something? Yes, my sex robot told me to just go eat vegetables if I was hungry. She violently rejects my suggestion. Actually, Goro, I bet you're about ready for dinner too, aren't you? I bought you some luxury dog food made with real Matsusaka beef. Didn't you say you kept things cheap? She's so completely obsessed with this dog that she spoiled it beyond belief. That's normal for women and pets. The animals here eat better than we do. I can't exactly return food, though. I leave her to her devices and decide to whip up some dinner for myself. The next day.
Goro, stay desu. Stay, wakarimasu ka? Stay, okay?
Stay, understand? Quieto, comprende? Did you see that, Hajime? Goro, he actually obeyed my orders. All I had to do was switch up the language a bit. I guess Goro's a real-world traveler. Not sure I buy that one. He always understands me completely fine. Still, if she's satisfied with herself, I won't rain on her parade. It's now been a full day since we took in Goro. First took in Goro. A few people have been kind enough to help spread our posts about the dog online. Still, we haven't got any leads on his owner. I refreshed my notifications again, but still nothing. I peek up from my smartphone. I take it you still don't have any word on Goro's owner? Yeah, it's only been a day. Give it time, I'll keep an eye on things. Maybe it'll really be necessary to go out and collect information on foot. It's completely possible that Goro's owner won't think to check on the internet for leads. Maybe I should start thinking of some other strategies in case our online hunt comes to a dead end. Ego smiles, seemingly more than happy to take the hunt solely. Perhaps it's wrong of me to think this, but I'm happy we'll get to spend a bit longer with Goro. Seems like he's finally taken a liking to me. Possible we'll keep Goro with us until we find his owner, probably even. I don't think it's wrong for Ego to be happy about that. Still, it's not like this can go on forever. Let's say we don't find Goro's owner at all. Ego still has a time limit before she has to go. It's not like this moment can last forever. I'm sure Ego understands that better than anyone. Of course, it strikes home for me too. Still. Ow! I feel a throbbing in my chest. I end up turning my gaze away from Ego, having the time of her life. Well, sitting around here isn't going to help us find Goro's owner. Why don't we head for another walk around the park? I'm sure Goro would like to relieve himself. I even bought a leash that we can use to walk him yesterday. How's that sound, Goro? You really went all out with the preparations. Heading out is probably better for Goro's sake than hanging around here. Maybe it'll be a waste of time, but it's still got a higher chance of success than literally just sitting in my apartment. Alright, let's go. Thank you. Ready for your walk, Goro? Hajime, are you ready to start recording? Alright, Goro, please put on a good show, won't you? Ego throws a large rubber ball towards Goro. Goro runs to where the ball is gonna land, jumping and catching it in midair. He then lands with absolute grace. Goro, that was amazing! Splendid! Did you see that, Hajime? Did you see how cool Goro was? Yep, sure did. I see that you brought Goro even more toys. I throw a bit of a wet blanket on Ego's fun. The trick done, I stop recording. Can't say I was surprised by just how athletic Goro is. No, I'm just surprised by how seemingly endless the list of items Ego bought for him is. Is it still thanks to her that we have any funds to live off of? It is still thanks to her that we have any funds to live off of, so I'm not particularly mad, but can this really continue? Skeptical of how long our funds will last, I keep watching the dog and robot at play. How long can the money last? How long until they kick both the man and the robot out on the street? I don't know, but we'll find out in the next episode of Ego Spark. I'm out.